All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Tragedy of Medusa. Let's go ahead and get started. Hey, Medusa, feeling down? I think I've done something terrible. The woman sits across from Medusa in the boat. You are so kind, it's kind of hard for me to believe that. Medusa scoffs. I'm just full of disappointment. I made Steno think that what happened to me in Athens was her fault. But isn't it her fault? She seems to already blame herself. Why did you feel you needed to reinforce that? I just acted on instinct. I want to provoke her into using chaos energy. Chaos energy, that's dangerous. According to Athena, it can be addictive. I hope she'll be alright. I can tell you feel deeply for her. I love her. In her own way, I know she loves me too, which makes it all the worse that I hurt her. You are such a caring sister. My sisters aren't like that. Like you, I'm the youngest. Sometimes I feel they look down on me, like I'm the weakest. Maybe it's like that with all sisters. Steno doesn't think we need the primal energies. She thinks we can defend ourselves with the physical strength alone. Well, that's easy for her to say. She's so strong and stubborn. Ygritte giggles. I'm sure she'll come around. She'll realize eventually how much stronger she could be by using the primal energies. How is your practice with Heavenfire going? Well enough, I suppose. I've managed to use it to improve my strength, but it doesn't last very long. Running out of energy too quickly? Yeah. It's something either with me or the nature of Heavenfire. Uriel seems to be able to use lust energy far longer than I can use Heavenfire. The Olympians have temples across the land so that humans can worship them. They have a constant flow of Heavenfire energy as a result. It must be hard only having yourself to generate it. Nothing I can do about it, though. The only human here is you, and I'm not going to ask you to worship me. The proximity doesn't matter. I can be 100 leagues away and my worship will still find you. Still, we have no temples, no one to worship us. Shouldn't be that hard. Go somewhere where there's humans. Protect them. If you are consistent, they'll put their hopes in you. Medusa thinks for a moment. It's not a bad idea. I doubt Steno would support leaving the island, though. We could go back to Libye. We lived there for a long time ago. We lived there for a time long ago. Not much in the way of alternatives. Humans really are the best source of energy. With our short lives, I suppose it makes us hope, love, and fear more than other creatures. I never thought of it like that. Aside from Heavenfire, there's lust. Lust energy is easy. Even a simple thing like a hug or flicking your own bean can generate it. For the succubi, one night of lustful play with the human can supply enough lust energy for weeks. That must be why it's so easy for Uriel. She's always hugging. What about you? Oh, I do my fair share of hugging. No, I mean, have you tried to use lust energy? No, how could I? I have a Heavenfire affinity. I know some gods can use two like Athena, but I'm not powerful like her. I can barely use Heavenfire for more than a few minutes. There's no way I could use more than one. I think you are more powerful than you may realize, but you'll never know unless you try. I don't know. I'm still feeling a bit guilty about how I got Uriel to start using it. Oh, do tell? It's kind of awkward. Are you sure you want to hear it? Of course I do. Well, we kind of spied on someone while they were bathing. Oh, that's very naughty. Tell me more. Medusa recounts the story about how they spied on Steno while bathing on the beach. About how watching made both of them aroused. How Uriel came while watching the voyeuristic scene. Wow, that's a very exciting story. I admit I'm becoming a bit moist just hearing it. Yeah, it was an interesting experience. I don't think I'll do it again, though. I think I was more aroused by Uriel's reaction to the scene than the scene itself. You are close to Uriel, aren't you? For sure, I'm closer to her than Steno, far closer. You could try to use lust energy with Uriel, then. If you had focused on your feelings on the beach, you probably could have tested to see if you have the affinity. I'm sure Uriel wouldn't mind trying something like that again with you. I'm not quite sure what you're suggesting, but I don't think it'd work out. Oh, it's harmless, but if you aren't comfortable getting closer with Uriel, the succubus queen pauses for effect. I wouldn't mind practicing with you. I'm sure I could generate a lot of lust energy for you to use. Medusa stares at the disguised succubus queen in shock. Did I just hear her right? Does she want to do things with me? I'll think about it. Whenever you want. We don't have to do anything awkward. We could try simple things. A hug. Or a kiss. Ygritte moves her face close to Medusa's, never breaking eye contact. A kiss won't hurt, right? It's just a kiss. A kiss, I think that would be okay. The two lock lips. At first the kiss is chaste, but soon the two are wrestling with their tongues. The queen pulls away, but Medusa, feeling intoxicated by the experience, doesn't realize. That was amazing. Yeah. Do you want to try again? The two lock lips again, heat building between them. This is so good. I've never felt like this before. And another exchange of intimacy, they part again. Come, I have another idea. Excuse me, I have an idea of another way you can use those lips of yours. Oh, here we go. The succubus queen leans back, spreads her legs, and moves aside her loincloth. Oh, well. Gonna remove the loincloth for you. I don't know what those things are. Wow. This is how you're going to learn lust energy. Lock your lips to my womanhood. Try to feel the pleasure you're causing me. Empathy. Lust energy works on empathy? Not just empathy, but that's a good way to channel it for a beginner. Come on, don't be shy. Medusa lowers herself to face Ygritte's arousal-soaked lotus. She takes a long breath in. She enjoys all the sensations. I'm already turned on. You can... Oh, fuck! Those weird beads or something are fucking with my triphoria. It's like I'm seeing a bunch of little bugs or something. I know that's not what they're supposed to be, but that's just what it looks like. The Gorgon interrupts by pressing her lips to the woman's sex. The taste is like nothing she's tasted before. Powerful and musky. Woo, Lord. It sends tiny shocks all the way down to her own pussy. She continues lapping, licking, and sucking on the parts of Ygritte's kitty. So good, have you done this before? It's my slurp first time. You're a natural. Medusa continues to pleasure the castaway clean. Queen, not clean. Can you feel it yet? Can you feel my pleasure? Medusa was a bit lost in the moment, but recollects herself at the question. She reaches out and tries to feel what Ygritte must be feeling. Nothing. I don't feel anything like what she's feeling, but by the moan she's making, she must be feeling good. I'm okay with not being able to use lust energy. I like this. It's fun, regardless if the experiment works or not. Having relieved herself of the pressure, Medusa lets her imagination wander. If I look here, I can get a moan like, yep. And if I suck right here, perfectly as expected. She continues dutifully feeding on the queen's sex and enjoying the predictable feedback. Before long, her imagination deepens. I may not be able to feel what she feels, but I can imagine how she must feel. All the feedback, the moans, the flexes of her pelvis, her gasps, and heavy breathing, they all capture her imagination. Then I'll look like this. Oh! The Gorgon jumps a bit. That was a strange sensation. It was almost like licking myself. Wait, was that real? Please don't stop. Realizing she paused, Medusa continues her ministrations. She tries to refocus and concentrate her imagination to the extent it was before. Fuck, it feels so real. You can feel it, can't you? I think I can. Keep going. Try to focus it more. Medusa does as she is told, her own womanhood heating up with the pleasure she's giving the queen. This is amazing. You can feel it. I'm almost there. Medusa does feel it and continues her assault. Oh, fuck. As Ygritte starts to climax, Medusa's eyes light up with a pink hue. Medusa begins climax as well. Fuck. A little deep for her, but yeah. That was amazing. It was, wasn't it? And you did it. I saw your eyes light up pink. Really? Pink? Pink and green are the colors typically associated with lust energy. You seem to know a lot about the energies. Maybe it's because I'm a succubus. Both girls laugh. Ygritte smiles as she looks down at the panting Gorgon. She did it. She used lust energy by tapping into succubus empathy. Most succubi can't even use lust energy that way. Moreover, now that she has had a taste of my potent succubus fluids, she'll do whatever I want.
Hell, it's like, now I've done it. Now that you've tasted my powerful succubus pussy juice, you'll do anything I want.
Good lord, that would be bad. But sometimes there are guys like that. After they get a taste of that, they're like, oh, yep, I'll build the house and the car. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Although my father could build an entire vehicle out of scrap. Pretty cool, actually. I have a powerful new toy. Now, to unlock the other two. Woman! No! But she did say please first, but... The woman sobs quietly. Oh, great Satus. We pray that with this sacrifice, your rage will be sated. It probably won't, but whatever. Can't hurt to try. One of our most beloved daughters we give thee. Kind of stupid, but we're hoping that you'll stop the storms and whatever other crazy stuff you're doing. Do you think it'll work? It doesn't have to work, brother. She holds a cube in her hands. It just needs to yield enough chaos to fill this battery. With this filled, I should have enough to conduct my test. That's what I meant. Will it yield enough chaos for your test? I'm not an idiot, sister. The goddess ignores the demigod. You have Father's shield?
I do.
Good. That was your search for the Gorgons. You're still searching for them, aren't you?
Yes, well,
you aren't. With the new surge in demon attacks on Athens and other cities, I haven't been able to. The demons are not your concern. Let Father deal with them. I want those Gorgons. They started all this mess.
What do you mean?
You dolt, can't you see it? Do you think it's a coincidence that the demons started attacking right after we expressed interest in the Gorgons to the succubi? The succubi have allied themselves with the demons. They've betrayed us.
How do you know this?
It's what I would do. Father said the succubus queens were cunning. I must assume that they aren't idle. I'm even willing to bet they have found the Gorgons where you have failed. To make matters worse, we have their mother attacking our coasts, disrupting our trade and our ability to reinforce our cities.
Satus is the mother of the Gorgons?
Of course she is. Why else would she be attacking us like she is? She's furious at what my idiot uncle did to her daughter.
I see.
When Uncle recovers, he will put Satus in her place.
Unlikely.
Uncle will be slow to recover. The Gorgon bitch used the Fragorach on him.
The Fragorach?
It's a hammer from a faraway land to the north. I think that's supposed to be a Fragorach. Not, like, Fraggle Rock, but, you know. Weird name for a hammer, right? Wounds inflicted with this weapon do not heal easily. Being a god, he'll heal in time, but it will not be soon. The only way we're going to get her back to... We're going to get her to back off is if we have one of our daughters alive. With one of her daughters captive, we can force her to stop. Your mission is now more important than ever. I will not fail you, sister. You need to move quickly. With this spectacle as a distraction, perhaps Satus will not notice your ship. You believe she is here? Oh, she's here. She's curiously observing us. I will depart with haste.
Very well, brother.
Take a battery of heaven fire with you. You'll be able to portal back to my temple with whomever you capture. And a word of advice, at the very least, try to bring back Medusa. She's weaker than the others.
Which one is Medusa?
I never saw the others. Medusa wore a glowing white dress and had white wings. The other two didn't have white wings. I should be able to identify her. So much for her.
No!
Oh? Fuck, this thing isn't working. There's no way she survived that fall. Fuck Hephaestus and his shoddy work. Oh, bad-mouthing Hephaestus. Where am I? The woman gets up and looks around. You're finally awake. The mortal gasps and turns. You're Satis? Call me Seto. I am no monster for now. I hear you in my head. It is more efficient this way. Why do they want to kill you, young one? They said it was to sate your rage. They said you required a sacrifice. Sato's face turns grim. Only the Olympians would be so bold as to claim this. I do not require a mortal sacrifice. I require the ones who defiled my daughter to die. Your daughter? Yes, you will meet with some of them soon. You can stay here as long as you wish. I will ask my daughters to look after you. You will be safe here. Your daughter will be safe here. My daughter? What do you mean? You are with child. How is that so? I have known no man. It is possible that I am to blame. You? How? Reproduction of gods is unpredictable. Sometimes when two creatures are compatible, all it can take is a touch. I carried you here a great distance. I don't know what to say. Do not be angry with me. I did not intend for this to happen. Yet I will take responsibility for this. I've always wanted a child, but found no man to be worthy. I hope I can be worthy. I'll protect you and the child for as long as you require. For now I must return to the sea. I have much destruction to give the Olympians. Before Andromeda can reply, the goddess disappears into the depths. Woman, come with me. Awful deep voice for a siren. Several days later. This is really good, Medusa. I didn't know you could cook. Egret showed me how. Figures, did she also catch the boar for you? I asked Medusa to hunt the boar for us. She's been a very good student. Really? How did you catch it? It was easy. I just stared it down until it fell in love with me, and then I slit its throat. Brutal. Wait, you're joking, right? Medusa giggles. Steno, you're not eating? Not hungry. I need to train. The elder Gorgon looks at her sisters and then walks away. What's her deal? It's my fault. I blamed her for what happened in Athens. Oh! A moment of silence falls on the group. I can go talk to her if you want. Sure, Egret, if you think it'll help. The succubus queen rises and walks into the darkness after Steno. It should really be me talking to her. She hasn't spoken to me since our fight. I feel so bad, but I just don't know what to say to make it better. It's my fault. What? It's my fault. No, Uriel, how can that be? You saved me. It's true. Steno charged me with your care. I left you. I got distracted at the inn. Even when I realized you were in danger, I just wasn't fast enough. I'm sorry, Medusa. It's okay if you hate me. I deserve it. No, Uriel. I could never hate you. I don't blame you. So don't blame yourself. Easier said than done. There was just a combination of bad luck and bad choices. If anyone is to blame, it is I. I was tired of my life here on the island. I was tired of being the weakest sister. I wanted more. And I trusted Athena. She led me into a trap and I just followed her like a dumb little lamb. So don't blame yourself. We all made mistakes and we'll learn from them. Senna will force us to. Uriel scoffs. I guess you're right. Of course I'm right. We've grown a lot since then. I notice you don't have nightmares anymore. It's been a while. They went away when I discovered I could use Heavenfire and lust energy. I don't feel weak anymore. I'm strong. Maybe even as strong as Athena. You are fucking amazing, sis. You can use two primal energies. You're gonna kick Olympian ass if they ever come after us again. Fuck yeah, I will. Both girls laugh. You know, you should be able to use Heavenfire too. You think so? I haven't tried yet. Maybe Ygritte can work with you. She strangely knows a lot about the energies, even though she's still human. Or she's human, rather. Sure, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Both girls smile while looking at one another. There you are. What do you want? Oh, nothing. You just left suddenly. Are you sure you aren't hungry? I'm fine. The succubus queen sits next to the lonely goddess. You know no one believes that. Everyone knows you are punishing yourself. That's why you constantly train no matter how torturous it becomes. Well, maybe I deserve it. I think you deserve to feel good. What would you know? You weren't there. You didn't see her lying there. Her broken body. I can't get those images of her out of my mind. She hates me for what happened to her, and I can't blame her. I hate myself for what happened. She feels so much self-hate and self-pity. I can use this. It seems to me that what you need is to be stronger. You weren't there for Medusa when she needed you because you have neglected half of what makes you a goddess in the first place. And what's that? The primal energies. Medusa told me that you can use chaos energy. So what? You don't train with it. You can be so much stronger if you just embrace it. You decimated a tree and barely got a scratch. And that's the kind of power you need against the Olympians. That and more. More? Yes, Theno. I think you are all more powerful than you currently understand. I think you can use chaos energy and perhaps... The seductive queen trails off. Perhaps what? No, you wouldn't be interested. Sorry I brought it up. Please continue. I am interested. The succubus leans close to the eldest Gorgon. Lust energy. Steno scoffs. Lust energy like Uriel? I think you are all powerful enough to use more than one primal energy. And lust is something both Uriel and Medusa can now use. So it follows that you could probably use it too. You're serious? Very. After a moment, Steno turns away. I wouldn't even know where to start. Well, I'm sure Uriel or Medusa would be happy to share with you how they do it. Or... The succubus trails off, again, enticingly. Steno faces the covert succubus once again. Let me look at this real quick. Doesn't seem like it's... Nah. Okay. Or what? Or you could practice with me. Practice? With you? Well, humans are supposed to be an excellent source of lust energy. We could experiment. Ygritte leans closer to the goddess. Sorry, guys. See if we can, I don't know, spark something within you. Steno smiles and stares at the beautiful woman in front of her. Okay. Okay. The two women kiss. After a few seconds, they part. How was that? Did you feel anything? I felt a lot of things, but I don't think any of them were lust energy. Let's try again. They kiss again, this time with more passion. Steno appears to be the aggressor, as if all her pent-up anger and pain are being transmorphed and transferred through her lips. Soon tongues enter the battle of lips and hands begin roaming hot bodies. Ygritte breaks the kiss and both girls gasp for air. How was that? No lust energy yet. I think we need to try harder. She's hooked now. I know. Let's try kissing with our other lips. Our other lips? The succubus just smiles. Like this. Pull up your clothing. Ygritte lifts the dress of Theno, exposing her to the open air. The smell of her bared flower permeates the air, scenting it with wonderful arousal. Now we press our sexes together like this. The two move together in a straddling position. As soon as their pussies touch, Theno gasps in pleasure. I've never done this before. It's really good. I can already tell you love it. The succubus starts humping the goddess. Their wet folds mash and grind into one another, creating a wonderful mess between them. How do you feel now? The goddess breathily replies. So good. Now try to focus on where our pussies meet. Focus on not only what you're feeling, but try to push your senses further. Try to also feel what I'm feeling. I'll try. The two women continue kissing with their lower lips. Their sexes swell, and Theno can feel her hard clit, dueling with the Ygritte's. She tries to focus her attention there. I can feel her hardness and wetness. She's feeling as good as I am. Her folds, the soft, sticky warmness. I never want this to stop. Theno continues the dance as it slowly intensifies. Fuck! More! Harder! You are almost there! Where once she felt the touch of Ygritte's womanhood, now the feeling is doubled. Theno's mind borders on shattering at the intensity of the doubled pleasure. The mind of the goddess turns to mush as her eyes light up bright green. You're doing it! Keep going! But the goddess has reached her limit. At the edge of the cliff, she jumps into beautiful bliss. Coming! Ah! Both girls ride out their orgasm to its completion. That was incredible! And you did it. Your eyes lit up green. The goddess simply smiles and pants. She's mine. Now only one more Gorgon to seduce. Hey, Uriel, what you doing? It's kind of like that. She's trying to get every single girl. So, all right, guys. This is where we're going to leave off for right now. We'll definitely have more Tragedy of Medusa next week. I'm out.